sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." These words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John speak comfort and promise to those who know that life and peace may only be found by abiding in the Savior. Always with Christ is a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church. Located in the desert mountains of Alpine in far west Texas, Holy Cross seeks to faithfully serve our Lord and our community by sharing the love of God in Jesus Christ, teaching the doctrine of the apostles, and breaking the bread of life. In this series, Father Damian Grout helps us understand the wisdom of observing the church year and the way it plays an important role in conforming us to the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Today is the Feast of Pentecost, in which the whole church in the West celebrates the sending of the Holy Spirit into the world to lead the church into all truth and to empower her to fulfill her calling here in this world. In this very special episode of Always with Christ, we hear a portion of a sermon preached by St. Augustine as he unfolds before us some of the meaning in this day. But first we hear the words of our Lord himself from the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning at the 15th verse. Jesus said unto his disciples, "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall also live. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, "Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I, and now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do." From a homily by St. Augustine, the Bishop of Hippo. By these words of the Lord, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter," he certainly doth imply that he himself is a Comforter. The Greek word used, namely paraclete, signifieth also an advocate, and it is used in that sense where it is written, "We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." The Gospel continueth with the words, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, concerning which the Apostle saith, The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be." Which is as though to say, nothing can make unrighteousness righteous. By the word world in this place, we must understand the lovers of the world, a love which cometh not of the Father. And therefore it is that this love of the world, which we strive to lessen and to destroy in ourselves, is contrary to the love of God, which is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The evangelist saith concerning the Spirit of truth, that the world cannot receive him, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. For to love the world is to lack those spiritual eyes which are able to see him who is invisible, namely the Holy Ghost. But saith the Lord to his disciples, Ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That is, he cometh to dwell with you, so that he may be in you abidingly. The Lord did not mean that the Spirit would come to dwell for a while and so be in his people only for a season. According to this latter sense of the verb to be, one must first be in a place before one can dwell there. So lest the apostle should think that the words, He shall dwell with you, signify that he should visibly abide with them for a while, as do guests in the house of men, the Lord added in explanation, He shall be in you, which is to say, He shall abide in you. On this wise, then, is he seen that is invisible. If he were not in us, we could have in us no knowledge of him. But he is seen in us as we see our consciences. We see the faces of other men, and we cannot see our own. But of men's consciences, we see none save that which is within ourselves. However, our conscience is never elsewhere except within us, whereas the Holy Ghost may be outside of us as well as within us. He is given to be within us, and unless he be within us, we can neither see nor know him, either within us or outside of us. Then after the Lord had promised the Holy Ghost, lest anyone should fancy that he intended to give them this comforter in place of himself, and he himself was to be no longer with them, but leave them as orphans, he said also, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Therefore, although the Son of God hath made us by adoption sons of his own Father, and hath willed that the same who is his Father by nature should be our Father by grace, nevertheless he showeth that he himself hath toward us a love as of a father, wherefore he saith, I will not leave you comfortless, that is, orphans. Let us pray. O God, who as at this time didst teach the hearts of thy faithful people by sending to them the light of thy Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort, through the merits of Christ Jesus our Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the same Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Holy Cross Anglican Church is committed to upholding the historic Christian faith of Christ and his apostles through word and sacrament. We are located across from the golf course at 903 Fighting Buck Avenue in Alpine. Join us to worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, find us on Facebook at Holy Cross Anglican Church, Alpine, Texas.